Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain.
That's Stevie Nicks bringing us back. One of the great voices, great songwriters of our time. 23. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paul Krasnow is our guest, our new friend. He's at one time the top producer for the entire organization of Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company. It's a big insurance company, and he was very successful there for many decades. He's written a book about the whole life experience, that the good times, the bad times, ups and downs. And in his book, The Success Code, A Guide for Achieving Your Personal Best, in business and life. Paul, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the Success Code is available, I'm sure, wherever books are sold.
Well, it's easy. Just go to Amazon Books and type in Paul Krasnow, Krasnow, and voila, there's the book.
There it is.
Believe it or not, going into our third printing.
Well, congratulations. I'm not surprised. So talk to us a little bit more about the Success Code. We talked in the last segment about the anchor of trust in your Success Code.
Well, you have to build relationships with your clients. So how do you do that? You have to commit to a personal code of integrity and live it every day. That consists of your integrity, creates trust with your client. Your client will not be surprised because your behavior is such that your client is number one, and they always know it's number one. For me, I give my clients peace of mind, and that's extremely important. If you're an attorney, your client wants to know that you have their interests at heart, that you are number one. They have a lot of clients, but when you're with them and they're working on your case, or I'm doing financial planning for my client, they know that nobody else is important. Just them. And of course, it's very important to keep your promises. Very important to keep your promises. If you tell your client something, you better fulfill that.
If you find out that you can't, which sometimes happens, you got to get to them as quickly as possible and tell them what's going on. My experience is customers can handle the news as long as they have the news. What they can't handle is when you withhold it from them.
Absolutely. That's an excellent point, because what your client wants to know is that what you say is what happens. And so one thing is, first, never overpromise. But sometimes you do make a statement and it doesn't happen. The first thing you have to do is get in touch with your client and tell the client what's going on in their life, what's going on in your life, and what has happened. And say, look, this is what we thought was going to happen, just didn't happen, and move forward. But you have to constantly be honest with your client to build that integrity.
Well, one of the things that I try to, way I like to say it, and I try to help my employees with this way, is no surprises. Surprises are for birthdays, not for business. And I tell my customers, I can't promise you perfection, but I will promise you no surprises.
Well, you know, that's a great creed to go by, but sometimes a surprise takes place. It happens. Sometimes you're blindsided. As you know, you've been around a long time. Yep. Things happen in life. They get in the way. And, wow, I didn't expect that. Who would have thought that? Going back to 2008, who would have thought the mortgage crisis would take place? Yeah, look what could happen.
That's true. And I guess the point I'm making is that if I know it, you'll know it. When I say no surprises, I mean, I don't mean that I can control, and I'm controlling the events. I'm just saying that you won't have any surprises for me. If I know it, you'll know it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, that goes back to the integrity and the honesty and the trust. So your client knows that they can rely upon you. Because you're there in good times, you're there in bad times, and your client knows that your focus is them. Your focus is not on your next client. Your focus is on this client.
One of the things that's in your code is not just to wait till you need your customers to talk, to call on them. Call on them. Stay close to them all the time, even when you don't need them.
Well, that's really true. In my business, I contacted my clients 12 times a year, twice personally, 10 times by sending them a financial newsletter that we published, contacting them, sending them a birthday card, a simple mm-hmm. things like that. Calling them up out of the blue and saying, Jim, how are you doing today? What's going on?
Yeah.
Letting them know that you care about them. Letting them know that you're authentic and their life is important because you're there to help them financially.
Well, and it's not – the thing is what I try to help young people understand is that behavior is not only the right thing to do, it's a best practice.
Of course it's a best practice. But, you know, if you don't mind me just interjecting this, I tell this to all people. You know, many, many – and you know this through experience – many – people go through two careers, sometimes three careers.
Yeah.
So many times I'm talking to a 50-year-old or a 55-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be prepared to reinvent ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The world, especially through technology, is changing
Paul, do
rapidly.
Paul, do you have a website?
I do. It's paulgcraftsnow.com.
All right. You can find more about the book there, too.
You can find out the book. You can find out to go to Amazon Books and how to purchase the book.
Right.
And you'll be able to contact me personally. I'm the wonder of this book is how many people are contacting
Thank
me
you.
Personally.
Thank you, Paul.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.